This is an unrehearsed interview with Ms. Naomi Pogue of Mason County, Kentucky, on September 21st, 1988. The interviewer is Lynn David. What is your full name?
Naomi Lee Ross Pogue.
So your maiden name is Ross.
Uh-huh, Ross.
Are you from Mason County?
From Mason County.
From Maeslick?
Well, Maeslick, 68 years in Maeslick.
Well, that's quite a while.
Sure.
Are you related to Judge Billy Ross?
Yes, cousins.
Oh, okay.
His grandfather and my dad were brothers.
What were your folks' names?
My what?
Your mom and dad.
My mom was Lula Frederick, and my dad was Mike Robert Ross.
Now, was your mother from Maeslick also?
No, she was from Plymouth County, wasn't she? Plymouth County.
Yeah.
Plymouth County.
Maybe
from Maeslick
County. So, where were you born then?
Sardis.
Not too far away then, were you?
No, 7 miles from Maeslick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you remember your grandparents at all?
I remember my grandmother and grandfather Frederick, but I don't remember my grandmother Ross, but my grandfather Ross died the year I was born.
It's an easy way to pinpoint it. What were your grandparents' names, do you know?
Joseph Ross and Tabitha Ross, White. Tabitha White and Joe Ross.
And on the other side of your family?
Ida, Hitt, and Sackler Frederick.
Well, Hitt's an old sure. Name around there, too. I've run into it quite a bit. There's no correcting. You remember your own folks. So did you grow up on a farm then?
Yes.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had three brothers and four sisters. Two little sisters died at birth.
Do you want?
Can you remember your sisters and brothers' names?
Sure.
See?
William Ross, Tom Ross, and Neville Ross. They're all three children. And then I have Sister Pauline, Jimena Briley, Christine Poe, and Garnet Hill, and Wilma Literal.
Sure. Where did you fall in that family?
I was in the middle.
Right square in the middle.
Square in the middle.
That's a good sized family to raise up with, isn't it?
There's eight of us. Eight lived. Two died.
Now, two of those children that you just named?
No, they were Catherine and Satan, was the two little ones that died.
They die at birth, or?
Uh-huh.
So you just never
no,
did really
no,
know.
No.
Did your father own his own farm or?
No, he was an insurance company.
He did what?
He was a tenant.
He was a tenant. Who did he tenant for?
Well, Allison and Pogue and Briley. That's the three that I can remember.
Yeah. Now was the Pogue
Jefferson.
Was the Pogue you married?
No, related, yes, huh?
So there were eight of you on the farm growing up.
Eight of us, uh-huh. We raised tobacco and corn, and we all worked. We helped Daddy.
The girls helped in the fields
the
as well
the
as
boys,
the men.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to, we had fireplace, and we had to saw wood and, use up in the grate.
What kind of a stove did your mother cook on?
The big old, that had the wood-burning stove.
Wood-burning stove. So you had to keep that filled,
sure,
too, then, didn't you?
Sure, we had to keep wood cut for that. And, mm-hmm.
That must have been hard on your mom with eight kids.
Oh, yes, she'd cook big pans of biscuits, and fry rabbit, and that was country style. Gravy and stuff like that for breakfast now. That's what we had for breakfast.
Who did the hunting for the rabbit?
My daddy and the brothers.
Mm-hmm. Did you and the boys get your girls and the boys get along pretty good?
Yes, we got along fine. Yeah. We had to. Daddy had a belt.
That's a good reason for getting along.
That's right. Yeah. Daddy had a belt.
Tell me about your dad. What kind of a man was he?
Well, he was sharp. He was heavy, and He barbered for, oh, I'd say 50 years or longer. And he was a good man. He didn't drink. And he was a good worker.
They say he barbered. Did he tenant farm and
yes,
do barb?
Uh-huh.
Did people come to the house? Or
no,
what?
He had a barber shop. And he would, on Wednesdays, he would, Wednesday afternoon, he would work through the week. And on Wednesday afternoon, he'd go to the barber shop and work. And then on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, he would barber. He barbered on Sunday morning.
Oh, he did?
Yes. And he'd come home at noon after.
After he got. Where was his barber shop?
In Sardis.
In Sardis, on the main street of
yes,
Sardis?
Yes, right in Sardis. Uh-huh.
Did any of the boys learn to barber?
No, no.
Did anybody else in his shop with him or just himself?
No, just himself. Just himself. And the shaves were 10 cents and the haircuts were a quarter. Now look what we pay now.
A lot more than that.
That's right.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Did he have anybody else that worked in the shop with him?
No. Nobody worked in the shop with him. We would go on Wednesday and get his aprons and towels and take them home and laundry them and take them back for the weekend.
Where'd he learn to do that?
Did it, picked it up. He didn't go to school for it or anything like that. He just learned to do it back then.
Which did he prefer to do, barber or farm?
Barber. He liked his barber. Then he'd leave so much for us to do when he'd go to the barber shop. He'd say we'd have to worm tobacco or cut tobacco weeds out or something like that. And he'd give us so much work to do while he was at the shop on Wednesday.
Is there any story about your dad? Anything you really stands out in your mind?
Well, he lived with us the last 3 years he lived. My mother died, then he came and lived with me. And, no, really, he just...
Did he ever talk about growing up himself?
Well, not a whole lot. We just didn't have time. We were tired when we'd come home from work. And,
yeah.
And when he'd come home from work, he didn't say a whole lot about it.
When did your dad die?
He died in 54.
So about 1904, or from the turn of the century?
It was 1954.
But I was trying to think when he had a barber shop then.
Oh, he had his barber shop in, back in 20s and, you know, in the teens and 20s,
yeah.
Back in there. And
did he still have the shop later on in life? Or?
No. It lasted so many years after I arrived. I said 10, 15 years when he'd been a barber.
Yeah. How old a man was your dad when he died?
My dad, when he died, was 81.
And your mom now?
She died in 47 and she was 59 years old.
What do you remember most about your mom?
Well, I just remember her having babies.
Well, she did a lot of that.
Yes. And, of course, she worked. And I remember the good breakfasts and things like that she cooked, the good meals, and the laundry on the washboards and, you know, things like that.
She, on the washboard? Uh-huh. Would she do it outside? Or?
Yes. In the summertime, she'd do it outside.
Uh-huh. What'd she do? Would she fill a kettle?
Big kettle on the outside with the, you know, wood under it and fire, heater water outside.
Mm-hmm. How often would your mother have to wash?
Oh, my. Every other day anyway with all of us.
That must have been an awful hard life.
Oh, it was. It was hard. Sure, it was hard.
Did she have a good sense of humor?
Yes. Uh-huh. My mother was sick a lot.
Oh, she was?
Yes, she was. She had a series of strokes. And she was sick a lot. And we'd go to school and at noon, we might have to go home and help her wash, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, having all those children, too, must have been hard on her.
When we got big enough, my daddy built me a little stool, because I was so short when I was little, and he built a little stool for me to stand on and wash dishes or
do whatever you needed.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And they taught us to cook when we were young, too.
Did the boys learn to cook, too?
No. No.
Just the girls.
They were busy out there. Of course, they milked and did things like that, you know.
How big of a house did y'all have?
Oh, we'd have, 3 bedrooms, maybe, sometimes 4 bedrooms. We see Daddy would live so many years, and then he'd move to another place.
So yeah. You'd move. You never owned your own home then as a child?
Never owned. We never. No. Mm-hmm.
Did you celebrate holidays when you were growing up?
Oh, Christmas and Thanksgiving would be the biggest, the most.
At Christmas, would you have a tree?
Yes. We had no lights. No lights. Yeah. You know, just we'd string our popcorn and we'd get the crepe paper and twist it, you know, and fix our Christmas tree. No lights. We had the little bulb, you know, little ornaments.
Uh-huh.
But no electric.
Did you get presents at Christmas?
Oh, yes, but very little. A little doll and mostly fruit, some candies, you know, something like that.
Would you hang a stocking? Or?
Oh, yes, we'd hang our stocking and they'd fill it with, you know.
Well, that'd be quite a few kids to be buying things for. Did you children give your parents presents?
No, we didn't. Not when we were little. I remember the big fireplaces, and we'd all have our chairs sitting around, you know, and the fire burning. And Daddy, a lot of times, would take us on his knee, and he would sing to us. I can remember that.
What would he sing?
Oh, just make up song. Mm-hmm. Make them up.
He had a good voice.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did he ever read to you kids?
Not a whole lot. He didn't read to us. He'd sing to us, and he did more of it than Mother ever did. Yeah. Daddy was easy with it. My Daddy never did with me, but my mom did.
Mother was the heavy in the family, huh? Mother was
the one, sure.
Mm-hmm. What would you get whipped for?
Oh, same thing. Not a, you know, we didn't do it very much. Yeah. Other than size or something like that. You know how you talk back?
Only once.
Try. Do better the next time.
You said you remembered one set of your grandparents.
I remember my grandmother Ross. She was sick. I was just young when she died. I just barely can remember her. My grandfather, he died the year I was born, so I didn't remember him.
And what about the other side?
The other side, I remember them real well because I was a teenager when they were both dead.
What do you remember about your grandparents?
My grandparents, see, we didn't visit them very much. Only got to see him once not very often, you know.
Yeah.
Really don't know very much about him. Because we didn't have a way to go, you know, and they didn't have a way to come to us. Yeah. And so we just didn't get to see much of them.
Yeah, you grew up on the farm. Where did you go to school?
Sardis.
How far along in school did you get then?
10th grade.
Your 10th grade. Mm-hmm. And then what did you do?
I babysit and work for people. Then I got married when I was 24.
And who did you marry?
John William Pogue. Best man in the world.
How'd you meet John William?
Well, I just lived there in Maeslack and that's when.
Well, yeah, but if you were in Sardis, how'd you meet him in Maeslack?
Well, see, I was living in Maeslack then. See, I came to Maeslack when I was 14 years old.
How come? Your folks moved
to Maeslack? Moved to Maeslack, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I met him there, and we married when I was 24. And I was married 17 months to the day when Luis was born. Then, 17 months, I had Bobby. That's Mary's husband.
Uh-huh.
And two children. Of course, Bobby died with the leukemia.
Yeah.
I guess you heard that.
He died shortly before I moved here, I believe.
He died in 81.
So, you know how you met? Nobody called him John William, though, did they?
Pete.
Yeah, that's what I'd always heard, Pete.
Just, he drove school bus, and I just fell in love with him. That's all.
Well, I heard
just lived right there in Mayflag.
I heard he was a pretty special man.
Oh, he sure is.
And you were married in 1940.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1940, and Luis was born in 42, and Bobby in 43.
Yeah. I heard some stories about Pete, that he used to box.
Yeah.
Did he?
Well, they just, you know, yeah, he would box.
Where would he do it?
That, on the street. You know, they would just, it wasn't a boxing match or matches or anything, just through fun.
Did they wear gloves?
Yeah, put on boxing gloves.
Where would they do it on the streets in Maze
Lake? Right there in Maze Lake, in front of the hardware store. You know where the hardware store is, across from Holman's store there.
The old painter?
Yeah, old painter. Yeah.
What would they do, just close off the street?
No, they just boxed her.
Well, I heard there used to be a boxing ring up over where Kitchen is.
No, honey, that was a skating ring.
Oh, it was a skating ring. When was that?
That was, it was somewhere in the teens.
So
20s. 20s, I guess. Teens and 20s.
So it was before your time.
Because my husband ran the skating rink.
Oh, Pete ran the skating rink?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did his family own that building? Or
no.
What?
No. When Buchanan, I think, owned the building. Buchanan's.
How old was he when he ran the skating rink?
Oh, he was in his 20s, I guess.
You ever talk about it, or?
Oh, yes, he talked about it.
No. What did he say?
He would just talk about the different ones skating, and sometimes they'd have a little trouble, and they'd put somebody out, and a few things like that. Not a whole lot, really.
Was the hole upstairs of that building then?
It was a big, one big room there that... skating.
Did he have music or?
No, I don't know whether he had music or not. I never heard him say about the music.
Another story I've heard from people around town about Pete was that when they lynched Grant Smith, the black man down between Fairview, that he and his brother Tony skipped school.
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me about what it
was? Well, I remember him skipping school. And I can't remember a whole lot about that. Who told you about that?
Oh, several different people over the years.
Well, I think they told you.
Now, they skipped school the next morning is when they skipped school?
They skipped school to see a colored boy had been hung up here. His blue legs. Did they tell you that?
Of the blue legs?
They hung a colored man for... The street in a white woman, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
And they skipped school to last.
He's been in, but he's still.
Is that what they told you?
Well, something like that. Did they actually see the hanging?
Yes.
Did Pete ever talk about it?
Very little.
Yes. And he had us, like we didn't say.
Yeah. Did any of the other boys in town skip school to go?
Okay.
Those two did. I don't know about anybody else.
Didn't know him. I just wondered if he'd ever talked about it.
Then. Yeah, I've heard him talk about it.
Coming from around Sardis in Mason County, did you ever hear any stories about the Knight Riders?
Yes, I've heard them go. They went down to the Longnecker place, and they carried on pretty bad down there, I think. You've heard of Gosh.
Did your dad ever talk about the
I've had my dad talk about Knight Riders, think they ever came to him, but they did come to Longnecker Place. Mm-hmm. They did come down there.
Remember what your dad had to say about him?
He just talked about it. You know, it scared us children. And you remember anything about Christine?
Knight Riders.
I've heard Daddy talk about it.
No.
She didn't stay at home like we did.
No.
She didn't get to hear all the good things. But I've heard him talk about him being at the Longnecker place. But as far as my daddy, they never bothered him. You know.
Whatever your dad said scared you kids then?
Those kind of things scared me. It scared me.
Yeah. Do you know what, remember anything you ever heard about the raid on the Longneckers? Do you remember anybody around you that was raided by them?
No. See, I was too young for that.
Well, I knew you were too young, but I thought maybe you might have heard it. Again, somebody, and I'm literally having to say somebody because I don't remember. You and I have been trying to get together for a long time.
said that you used to have a lady who did your ironing.
Yes. A little black woman, and she did my ironing, and she was, she was in her 80s, and she would get down on the floor and show me how young she was, and she would, she'd come in and iron for me, you know, and she would clean, wouldn't she, and so then she froze to death.
Froze to death.
Found her dead, froze to death one night.
In her home or out
in her home.
What was her name?
Genevieve Bolden.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Genevieve Bolden.
Somebody told me that she used to tell you old slave stories.
Well, she used to tell them, but she told all kinds of stories.
Can you remember? Can you remember any of them she used to tell you?
I can't remember. She went on so much that I don't remember really.
Oh.
But I know she used to talk about slaves.
She never went to a doctor.
She fixed her own, made her own medicines and everything.
How'd she make her own medicines?
She put grease and Vicks-Salve and mix up a lot of camphor and stuff like that. Like she had a cold and she'd mix all that up and she'd rub her chest and her neck, then wrap her chest and all in a cloth. And that's where she'd get her over her cold. She pulled her own teeth, and she never had a haircut, never ever had a haircut. She was just, you know, full colored person, and she just had little kinks. She never had a haircut in her life.
So who she said her doctor was, Mom?
Huh?
Dr. Jesus, that was her doctor, she said.
She said her doctor was Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus was her doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She married a man, and another woman took him away from her, and so she said, I told her, I'd get her about her husband, you know, and she said, Jesus is my husband.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You know who she was married to?
She was married to a Ewing. She married to a Ewing.
She have any children?
No. Real old woman took him away from her, much older than she was.
She had money or something like that?
No idea. But
tell her about the coke.
Oh yeah, and one time morning I said, she was ironing, it was hot, and I said, Jenny, would you like to have a coke? She said, I never tasted coke in my life. And I said, okay, let me fix you some coke. So I fixed her a little glass, you know, and ice. And she drank it, and after a while she goes,
on a Coke.
Yeah, just a Coke. Have a little bit. But she's a good little woman. She thought the world of my children. And she'd be there twice a week, every week.
Question, what'd you have to pay her to iron for you?
She didn't want me to pay her anything. I'd pay her like maybe $3, and then a lot of times she'd just walk off and leave it, and she wouldn't want to take anything.
How would she live on if she wouldn't take money?
I don't know. She just thought so much of it, she didn't want to.
No.
Bless her heart.
We were constantly giving her food.
And we gave her some food. I'd fix her a plate to take home with her for dinner.
Mm-hmm. She worked for other families in Mayslick too, though?
Miss Parker, right across from us. We live where the Gentrys live. You know, Miss Breeze and Johnny Gentry there in Mayslick. I imagine Meredith showed you where we lived there in Mayslick.
I think she did.
It's in the curve there. I don't know who lives in Miss Parker's home.
You lived right across the street from Mrs. Parker. Do you know anything about that house? How old that house is?
I don't know how old it is. It's been there a long time.
Yeah, they just finished painting it the other day. Getting ready for the bicentennial. No, I sure don't know who's living there now. Did Genevieve ever talk to you about, I know she rambled, you said a lot, she ever talk to you about there might have been an underground railroad to help escape slaves in Mayslick?
She never told me that.
She wouldn't have been a slave, would she?
No, I don't think.
Probably her mother or her grandmother?
Her mother might have been. I remember her mother, she lived I remember she was living in the fall after I wound with May's leg.
Yeah.
But after I married.
Uh-huh.
And, but I don't know whether they were any slaves or not.
Do you remember her mother's name? Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yes, I wouldn't know her father or mother's name, either one.
When you lived in Mays Lick, was the cannery operating?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me something about the cannery?
Yes, because we canned, threw with them canned stuff, food. And I know I had Bobby, and our gardeners come on, you know. And so Pete, my husband, would gather the vegetables and get them all cleaned out, take them down to the cannery, and the women would help him get them canned and back home. See, I had Bobby and I had her. She was little.
Well, now, were these women employed by this cannery, or?
Yes, ma'am. It was Ms. Maston, and there was a Mrs. Tapp, and, you know Ms. Maston, my husband. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about Mary Maston?
Yes, Mary Maston, and Miss Taylor, Miss Barnes Taylor. They would always help Pete with the cannery.
Was that cannery open year-round, or just during?
Just during the, garden season.
Now, how did you pay them?
Oh, gosh, he did all that. I don't know how he paid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know, because he took all the vegetables, because I had the two children.
How long would it take him to do it up?
Oh, he'd be gone all day. I don't know whether he's helping other people or just watching him.
So you never really went to the cannery?
No, I never went to the cannery to help at all.
You remember what years the cannery was in operation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was in 42 and 43 because my children were little. And then it went on for, not very many years.
Didn't it?
Down.
Was it privately owned, or did the town own it, or?
I don't really know.
Yeah. I had never heard of a cannery.
It was in that building there. Yeah.
Since you've been around Mays Lick, has there ever been any industry around there or any big businesses? Or?
No.
Now you moved to Mays Lick, what, in the 30s, right?
Yes. I was 13, 14. I was 14. I guess, somewhere in there.
So you grew up there, you grew up in the Depression era, didn't you? In the 30s?
The 30s was a depression. Depression. I couldn't remember what year it was. Mm-hmm.
Did that affect your family?
No, not really. I know why.
How was?
I know they had to ration stamps and, sugar. We had stamps to buy our sugar.
Did Tony have to, and Pete have to serve in World War II, or?
Tony did. And they, when they, when they sent for him to, they had to go to the Army, they sent, they told Pete, he was A1, and it scared him. He thought he had to go.
Well, I expect he did.
But they fixed it up at the post office there, and just to tease Pete, kidding him. But Tony did go, and he was gone for about a year, I think.
I've always heard Tony and Pete almost said in one breath. Were they that close of brothers?
Close, really close.
You never heard one name without the other.
And right today, people won't let them be dead because they want to be, there's several different people. There's Joe and Jimmy Pepper, they want to be Pete and Tony. And so many different ones that call themselves Pete and Tony.
sure. Were there any other kids in that family?
In whose family?
Tony and Pete.
No.
Just the two boys.
Two boys, huh?
Now, Pogue's an old name.
Yes.
It goes way back in Mason.
Not very many Pogues around here, though. Now, it's just Jamie and Jody. And there's...
Mary Ruth and Bob's.
Well, Mary Ruth's not a Pogue, of course. Mary Ruth and Bob's two boys.
Yeah.
And then there was other families, with Jolly, Junior Jolly's widow, and Francis Rice, and the Weeks.
Yeah. But that name goes back almost to the beginnings of Mays Lick, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any stories about the Pogues way back?
Oh, I probably heard, and I don't can't remember.
Tell her about Frank and the horse and buggy.
Frank was Pete's cousin.
Uh-huh.
And when he was a baby, the buggy ran off with his mother, and she threw him out and broke his back.
Was he able to?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
And he didn't grow, but the tall lady was.
What, about 4 foot? Then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had a sister, Miss May Pogue, and Joe Pogue. They were the three. Joe and Frank and May. They were Pete and John and Tony's cousins.
Now, which Pogue was their father?
Billy Pogue was their father. And Ely Pogue was Pete and Tony's father.
Okay.
Ely Pogue. And Scott Latham was their mother.
Scott?
Scott. Zella Scott Latham was their mother.
What was her first name?
Zella Scott. Zella.
But they called her Scott? They
called her Scott.
Now, Latham's another old name. In
uh-huh. Mm-hmm. See, Pete's mother was a Latham. And my children called her a Big Mom. That's what they called.
Why did they call her Big Mom?
She just taught them that. I don't know. She said Big, and Tony would say Big Mom. I was supposed to be Little Mom, and Miss Pogue was Big Mom. So they just called her Big Mom.
Was she a big woman?
Well, she wasn't great big, but she was big enough.
Yeah. Now, when you two got married, was your husband then running the skating rink then?
No, that was before.
What was he doing?
Driving the school bus and driving the mail.
Both?
Yes. He was substitute carrier for the mail, and he'd go to the school bus. And if he had to drive a day of the mail, he would hire somebody to drive his school bus, see, on the day that he'd drive the mail.
Which did he prefer to do?
He liked his school bus because he loved the children.
Did he?
And he would drive if it was raining and a child couldn't get across the creek or something, he'd get out of his bus and go carry him across the creeks.
Bless his heart.
He was good to them. He loved his children, and on Christmas, he would, when Christmas vacation came, he would always go buy a big bag of candy and apples. And he would fix a treat for his children.
Mm-hmm. Which route did he drive? Did he drive?
He drove 68 down to the Cliff Pike, and then he would come back out and go down to Doogie's.
Doogie's Hill?
Doogie's. And of course, he went on around that old road, you know, that way.
On the old 68.
The old road around there.
Yeah.
And then he would, he drove up 68 there for a while before he took the route down 68.
Now, did he bring the children to Mays Lick, or was this
to
the Mays Lick School?
Mm-hmm.
How many years was he a school bus driver?
For 30-some years.
Now, did he make the transition when the school here closed to the Maysville school, or did he just drive here
just
in Maysville?
Just here in Mays Lick.
What?
In Mays Lick.
Just in Mays Lick.
Yeah.
And who was the postmasters that he worked under?
Piper Cannon and, let's see, who was that? Foreman, wasn't it? Listen, Foreman. Or some, this foreman, I think, and Hava Cannon, and then there was a chambers woman who worked under her.
Did he farm at all?
Oh, yes. He raised a crop.
Did he own his own farm, or?
No, we didn't know. Now, see, Tony owned about 13 acres there in Maislet. Of course, the road took some of it after he sold. Of course, he sold some of it. And then the road took some of it.
Now,
the new highway.
Where was his place?
Who, Tony?
Uh-huh.
You know where I told you about the Parkers?
Oh, okay. He owned all that acreage in there.
See, he sold all those lots where Ann Pepper lives.
Yeah.
And the Allison place there next to Ann Pepper. And it went on up to the school, you know.
He owned, yeah.
Sure. And then that new highway went through there and took, it went on back over.
Took the back half of his farm there. So in the 30s and 40s, there wasn't really any houses between there, was there? Between
no.
Was there a sidewalk at all between?
Oh, a board sidewalk.
It
went on the far side of, over on the Parker side.
Uh-huh.
Board sidewalk.
Who kept that up?
Oh, lands, that's where I went there. But I've heard him talk about the board side. Well, I think they had some pictures of it, too.
Did they?
There used to be some old pictures. I don't know where they are now, but, you know. It's an old board sidewalk in Mays Lake.
That'd been a long sidewalk, wasn't it?
Yes, it went way down to the school. And I don't know whether it was on both sides or not, but I know it was on the other side.
Far side, yeah,
on the far side.
What about the rest of Mays Lake? Was that board sidewalks too, or?
I don't know how far they went.
Yeah.
But I do know those board sidewalks.
Was Mays Lake, when you grew up, when you moved to Mays Lake, when you were 13 or 14, was it a more active town than it is now?
No, I've not.
Or is it about the same?
They had a black shop. They had, yes, more than this. Now, sure. They had, I think what all they had a black shop. They had a hardware store. At Undertaker's, you know, Mr. Charlie Collins had his funeral home.
Where was his funeral home?
Up where Miss Gertrude lives, and they had a building by.
Would they lay out bodies in there for visitation?
Most generally, they took the bodies back home.
Oh, did they?
Once in a while, I think they keep a body at the house.
What
really,
do you mean?
Mostly they go back to the home.
What do you mean a black shop? What's that?
Back, I said back. A black shop. Oh, they shoe horses, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's right across, it was a little building. It's right around the road on the right.
Where Vinnie Berry's garage is?
Maybe Vinnie, I think so. I think he still has it.
Yeah.
Yes, he'd shoe horses there. There was an old man, Doctor. I remember when he would shoe horses there. Yeah, he had that. That's after I married.
Mm-hmm. His name was Doctor?
Doctor.
Uh-huh. All one word?
Yeah, that's his last name, Doctor.
Huh. Mm-hmm. What else did he do at the blacksmith shop?
Well, I don't know, he fixed belts and things like that, I think, you know.
What other businesses dress were in Mays Lake?
A lot of garages and
What kind of garages?
Well, Sam had a garage right there on the corner.
Which corner?
You turn on up between, you know, when you the hardware store and as you go out the Raymond Road.
Yeah.
You had a building there next to the pool room.
Oh, where Charlie Woods' place is now?
I don't know who owns that now. I don't know who owns
that. Big white building?
Uh-huh.
That's Charlie
Woods. He had a garage there where he fixed tires and cars and things like that.
Yeah. Was there any other garages in there?
Yes, across from the bank, you know, where who owns the garage there now?
Elmer? Elmer Bailey.
That garage. So they worked on cars.
So there was enough business in town then for...
And then the stores, and there was a store down where Geico has his, there was a grocery store there, and then there was, right by the other side of the bank as you come out to Helen Road, you know. There used to be a house there, and Rixbury ran the store there. And
are we talking about a grocery store?
Yeah, a little grocery store there. And then in the big Reese building, I don't know who owns that now. It's across from the pool room. You know, the big yellow building.
Okay, yeah.
Rixbury used to have a store there.
So he had two stores.
Yeah, well, he had that one there, and then he moved into this little house store. You know, house and had a store in this little house.
Oh, okay.
It was just a, you know.
Where was the telephone office in town?
Telephone office was right. The little building is still there. As you, the only, you know where our house is.
Yeah.
Well, coming up to the, there's a little brick building. Don't you remember?
I'll sit on this side of the bridge. Yeah.
On what?
That bridge comes over from your house into Main Maisley.
You know, it's on the old road. Yeah. You come up, just before you get to Janice's house.
Okay, Janet
you
Miller's.
Know,
yeah.
It's on the left. As you
okay,
come.
And that was
you
the telephone?
That was telephone building.
Who were some of the telephone operators? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. No, I have to wait. Isn't that terrible? I can't think.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it. Do you remember when Maisley got lights?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
We were sitting on the porch one night. It was so dark, and we heard a car came down the road, and we heard this awful something happened to it. And so my husband and I were sitting on the porch in the darkest pitch. And so I said, and he got up to go out to see about it. I said, Pete, don't go over there. I said, you don't know who that is. And so Mr. Van Meter had come down the road, and something happened to his car, and he went over in front of Mr. Parker's, and a transmission came out of it, I think, or something like that. So they had, of course, it was dark as pitch, I remember that. And so they pushed the car over in front of our garage, and so then somebody had to take him home. But then later, I think it was, I don't know what year that was, but anyway, pretty soon we had the lights, and I thought, well, you know, it was so nice to, we'd had them that night.
You could have used them.
Sure. But it was, yeah, I remember when they put the lights up, and I don't remember what year that was.
Yeah. Did they have any kind of celebration when we got lights?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Just suddenly it got light at night. If you lost your transmission, you were okay.
He lost his transmission. It was too dark to find.
Now, Maisley used to be incorporated as a regular town.
Yes.
Why did they decide not to remain incorporated?
I have no idea.
I've wondered about that, you know.
Back to Peavy school bus, his first bus he got, it wouldn't pull when I got, you know. And so the children had to walk up the hills.
I don't think I'd like that in the winter.
But that, I've heard him talk about the children had to, it wouldn't pull up the hill, you know. And they'd have to get out and walk up the hill.
That must have been a pretty bad bus.
Well, it was, you know, back then. Mm-hmm. Of course, he did drive the horse and wagon a little.
Oh,
little
he
while.
Did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I show you a picture?
I'd love to see a picture. Drove with the horse and wagon?
It was back in the teens. It had been, what? Let's see. Yes, back in the teens.
Well, he wasn't very old then when he drove it,
no,
was he?
No, he was still in school. As far as I remember, he was still in high school when he started driving.
So he drove himself to school and everybody else?
He drove it.
Yeah.
See, now Pete, he graduated the year I was born.
So there's that much difference in your all's age.
I don't know what you're for me.
How'd your family think about you marrying an older man?
They didn't bother them. He was so good, everybody liked him.
Well, I tell you what, I've never heard anything bad about him since I moved here. Everybody just grinned. They grin when they talk about it.
Sure, well, everybody like Pete. Everybody like Pete. I tell you what, Cameron, we had the song. We had the song. You know, Tony would, he would, he picked up a boy one day, like, right home, you know, in his car. And so, of course, Tony always kid people, you know, and he said, asked him, do you like me? Do you like me? And he said, yeah, but I like Pete the best. See, everybody like Pete. And then Tony won a lion one time, and at the festival at St. Pat,
uh-huh.
or St. Rose, and the woman brought it down to him, and she said, I'd like them to be giving this to Pete. See, everybody like Pete, really like Pete the best.
Didn't that bother Tony?
Why, no, it didn't bother Pete, or Tony, no.
Pete must have had a real good sense
everybody of humor. Everybody liked Pete, and like Jamie and Jody said, they call themselves Pete and Tony. And Jody said, now I want to be Pete. Everybody liked Pete.
Now, when was he born?
Who, Pete?
Uh-huh.
1899.
And died when?
1981. See, Pete died in February of 81, and then Bobby died in August of 81. Yeah. Just 6 months difference in the test.
Well, I remember Mary Ruth telling me about that. And she thought an awful lot of him, too.
Yes. Well, Pete thought the world of him. And then in 5 months, Tony died. See, they died in 11 months between them.
Now, was Tony the youngest one of the
Tony
two?
Tony was younger. There was just 13 months difference
in their ages.
Ages.
I'm sorry I missed knowing him.
Well,
sounds like you all had a very special relationship, the two of you.
We did. It was great. And all meet at our house. My sister would come from Lexington and bring her family. And we'd go on sleigh rides. You know, it would snow. And then we'd hook up a sled to a tractor. And there'd be 20 or 25 of us. And we'd ride around in Mayflake on that sled. Put hay on there, you know, and get us blankets. And we just had a ball. And then a lot of nights, well, we'd get over in the road, the field over there by Mr. Pepper's, and we'd ride till up in the morning on the sled in the snow.
Pulled by the tractor.
Yeah, pulled by the tractor. Uh-huh.
Billy
Ross's family and the Estels and us and the Palmers. And it'd be a whole bunch of us. We had a ball.
You know, the kids don't do that anymore.
Then they'd come
they?
In our house and get warm by the radiators, you know, there. And it's like,
you smell that steaming wool?
Yes, indeed. We'd make hot chocolate and then ball. You feel like it's going to last forever and ever, and then it all is over.
What else would the young couples in Maeslick do when you moved here, or when you, after you two were married?
Well, we went to church. We'd have our meetings up at the Christian church, you know, young people, young couples.
Uh-huh.
And, Halloween, we'd have a little party at the school, you know, we'd all go to that. And there wasn't too much in my life.
Things pretty well, social life revolved around either, what, the churches and
sure,
the school?
Sure, and school.
Yeah, those were the...
Of course, we'd go to ball games and things like that, and that's about all we could do in my life.
Well, I don't suppose it was the same about any place.
That's right. Yeah, small town. Like that.
We ever have a moving picture place?
Not in Maeslick.
I know we've got the saloon.
Yeah.
Or the pool hall,
pool
rather.
Hall.
Do we have any other places like that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a quiet?
Just quiet. Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty good, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was great. It's great life.
Maeslick has really, business on the whole has died out in Maeslick now. Mm. Do you have any idea what caused that? What caused the change in Maeslick?
No, there's been so many changes. As I say, when Pete and I married, there's a change in every house. But Gertrude Collins, Virginia Collins and Marion Collins and Georgia Collins. They're the only ones that are in the same house that they were 199. All the others have been changed. That's when, since Pete and I married.
Yeah.
1940. And they're the only ones that slept.
Isn't that funny? And all Collinses.
All Collinses at that.
Yeah.
Maureen and Gertrude and George William and Virginia.
And there's been a lot of new houses built around Mason.
Yes, been a lot of new houses. All of us subdivision was new, you know, that wasn't there.
And yet we have fewer businesses.
That's right. Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. And a few long, see, the Peppers, Chris Pepper, they built theirs after, because we sold a lot, Tony sold a lot to them. And then the house next to them, that was built after we married. And it's been settling.
Well, I want to thank you. It's taken us 3 years to get together.
And Pete was a treasurer of the Christian Church for years and years and years.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I got to tell you that.
Yeah, according to those pictures, he was raised Roman Catholic, though.
Wasn't he? No, that was somebody else's
picture.
No, he was in the Christian Church.
He was all his life, he was a member of the Christian Church.
Miss Pogue would dress him and for little bitty boys, and one morning she got him dressed for the church, and she said, they had little white hats on, and said, now boys, don't get your hats dirty today. She turned her back and beat with somebody. He just took his fingers and went all over his head. No, he was a Christian church all his life.
Was he?
Yeah. Said he would go in that church, and he would whisper to Tony, you know, and Mr. Pogue would say, and so one day he was whispering to Tony, and he said, I felt a big hand come around and said, hit me right. I said, my head hit the back of that seat. Yes, he was a Christian.
So you both attended the Christian church then?
I was baptized in the Christian church. After we married, I was a Methodist, you know, when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I married, I went in the church with Pete, and I was baptized by Mr. Darcy, was a minister.
Okay. I've seen his
name. He married us down in our house, right in front of the fireplace. And Bob and Mary Rittenberg had the same spot we married him.
That's nice. Well, now you say you were a Methodist. Where did you attend a Methodist church?
Sardis Methodist Church.
Sardis. I heard there used to be a Methodist church in Mays Lick, but nobody seems to know anything about it. Maybe that was it. Yeah.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Has the Christian church interior changed any since?
Yes, Mrs. Toll, I told you about her buying, and she buy curtains and
I don't know.
Stuff for that. Yes.
The curtains by the baptistry?
Yes.
What was back there before?
I think it was just a curtain, but they got new curtains.
New curtains from which Mrs. Toll would that be?
Ms. Reuben Toll, and she lived where Mr. Homer lives, and it's a bridge. Above Roseanne's, second house above Roseanne.
Oh, okay. There
now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about the third, isn't
it's
it?
It's a big brick house.
Yeah.
I think she was the one that donated the new curtains and things.
So, Pete was on the board of trustees then, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a good member of the church.
We need more good memories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, I really appreciate you.
Well,
it's taken us 3 years to get together.
Well, I'm not very good.
Oh, you've been a delight.
I can't tell.
You sure can.